Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Who is he on with there?
Your boy, Sweezy.
Was that Sweezy?
Yeah. Sweezy just puts a quarter in the Streeble machine and he just goes, man. He just winds up his boy Big Rig, as Sweezy likes to call James.
I'll tell you what, he is wired. I don't know what he's on, but he is wired.
And James Streeble.
You all pee down your leg against Southern. Duke's going to run you all by 100 points. Kentucky's going to run you by 75 points.
I would settle big. Down
no,
over
I,
there.
I will not. I will not.
There.
Kentucky. These guards are far superior. They don't have one player, Andy, the caliber of Oscar Tshiebwe in the post. Not one.
You're foaming at the mouth right now.
Don't even want to play basketball. He doesn't even want to play. Why didn't you play? Like, well, I wasn't bringing it at practice. Bro, you've been there 5 years.
How do they bench Malik?
Because they're incompetent.
That made me sad.
They're incompetent.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
What, you like this?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Look at you.
Yeah, I don't know who this is, but
you
I like
wave
it.
Of approval, yeah. Jack Grossman
from the 90s.
James Streeble. How about that?
Yeah.
It's a Friday edition of The Take. It's ESPN 680 1057. A big thank you to George and Company at Bear Nose. Bear Nose by the bridge, dropping off some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville studios. If you're thinking for lunch or dinner tonight, this weekend, whenever it may be, all the big basketball games, tailgate, football still going on, they got you covered at all the area Bear Nose locations, and they're all delivering alcohol. So there you go. Yeah, it's that good. It's Bear Nose Pizza, and we told you about this last week. Bear Nose has partnered up with St. Jude Hospital, Target House, the Childhood Cancer Family Fund, Santa Claus Toy Drive. It's going to be a month-long new toy collection for the pediatric cancer patients living at St. Jude's Hospital Target House long-term family housing facility. The toy collection is sponsored by Bear Nose Pizza and Hessig and Pole. Excuse me. Did I mess that up? I think I did that last week. You know who made fun of me?
Who?
Keith Pointer made fun of me.
Keith Pointer did?
Get out of here,
Does
Keith
he know
Pointer.
Those guys?
Yeah, go read some affidavit, okay?
Yeah, right.
Go read an affidavit.
Or two.
You understand?
Get some lawyering done.
Get some lawyer. Do some bird law.
Yeah, bird law.
You know what that is?
Yeah, I know what bird law is.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he's an expert in bird law.
Jack, have you ever seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No, I have not.
You would like that. See, that's
I've heard that show.
That show's hilarious. I love that show. I can't wait for the next season. It's coming up pretty soon.
Whatever, Jack.
For the next month or so. Whatever. I know, that is disappointing.
Just, it's whatever. Okay, so what do we have here? I'm looking at the sound sheet. We have two pieces of sound. Both will be on the mixtape, but I want to play them here for Streeble, okay?
Yeah.
We have two things. Brandon Lang today was mad at Satterfield because Brandon Lang released his 50-dimer on the website was your boy, Scott Satterfield, plus four.
Against Clemson?
Against Clemson last week.
Brandon.
And he lost, it's on him.
Yeah.
But Diener was worried because he knew that he was going to crush Satterfield
this morning. He's going to be hot this
morning. That you knew he was still going to be angry,
yeah.
And he was. And
yeah.
He lived up to that billing. So
okay.
We have that sound. We have Diener, both the Diener and Process sound of them discussing Lamar Jackson.
Who lost last night. Upset to the Dolphins.
And it was, I mean, you saw Mitch tweeting this, right?
Oh, I saw it.
Tweeting, he's a system quarterback.
He's a system quarterback. He was mad because he lost money.
Well, he lost the Survivor League, which I totally understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack, did you see Mitch? He tweeted at Vince Tyree to cancel Lamar Jackson Day tomorrow. Cancel it.
Of course he did.
At Vince Tyree.
I mean, that's a stunner.
And the thing is, I really think that Vince Tyree sees that.
Oh, yeah, he's at home, chilling out.
Don't even come to town.
Oh, my. Diener.
Played Brian him hard.
Really sucked.
All right.
Hell-based.
Don't even come to town.
Why is Process stepping all over that?
He's in the way.
He stepped over multiple gems. Yeah, today. It's disappointing.
Hang on. Listen to this. Diener is giving us a great piece of sound.
Yeah.
And Process is urinating all over the radio.
Lamar,
I really sucked.
All right.
Hell-based.
Don't even come to town.
That's great.
Now, is this one Process fake taking it and Diener yes. figuring out that Process didn't watch any of the game last night?
Okay.
Here we go.
Tua's done. He's terrible.
Well, Tua won the game for him.
I know.
Oh.
Dude, you didn't watch the game, did you?
Oh.
I was busy.
Oh. You just outed yourself because they Jacoby Brissett got injured and they went back to
busy,
Tua.
Dude. I was super busy.
Oh, he was giving fake takes all around.
I was.
Walked right into it.
I know. I watched the condensed.
Condensed. Did you notice Tua throwing, passes late in the game?
No, I was very tired when I was watching the condensed.
He's lying
at 3
about
in
that.
The morning.
Oh,
I was
boy,
out all night, and then I didn't get home till 3.
Well, you don't read? I mean, come on. That one, I knew, I was like, something's not right. And then when you said that, I knew it.
I was very busy.
You go, yeah, well, it's okay. You can say I didn't watch the game.
But I feel like it's important that I do, and I just didn't.
You'd rather lie about it.
Yes.
Wow. He was so happy.
He got caught with his pants down.
He did. And Diener gave
a little pat.
He took the towel. And he rolled it up, and he gave one of those snaps.
I can see you doing that.
Oh, I didn't do that.
I can see you doing
that. I really
that.
Didn't. There were people around that did that. I was not one of them.
Texas says, whose record in basketball is better at the end of the season? Is it Kentucky or Louisville? We will not discuss that today.
No, not today.
Thank you, Texas.
Yes.
But we will not dive into that today. Wrong show.
I mean, Process, the NFL guy.
And he was at the casino. He could have just, there's TV everywhere. And B, go to the damn sports book. It's great.
Sit in one of those
Grab a cheeseburger. Grab a brew. Sit back. Crush a heater. Watch some football. What are we doing here?
Yeah, they have like
12
TVs.
Yeah, get an IPA.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Enjoy yourself.
What are you doing?
If you don't want to do an IPA, get a Miller Lite. Get a Coors Light.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, just sit there and drink. Enjoy the football game. I wonder what cards was he playing? Is he a blackjack guy?
I don't know.
Or a hold'em guy?
Again, there's TVs all over the
place.
I don't know. Something's going on.
Walk over and just look
and plus, if you drink, you go to the bar. There's a button. There's like 19 TVs
everywhere.
Right there at the bar you get your drinks at.
Yes. Everywhere.
Okay.
Something's amiss.
And I don't believe he watched the condensed version.
No, like,
there's
he didn't watch anything.
Jack, we don't believe that, right? Like, he didn't.
No chance.
No, there's no chance.
I mean, one of the highlights.
He got caught in a lie.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't give in, and he gave you a white lie to get out of the original lie.
Yes.
And I know that behavior. I worked with that behavior.
on a daily basis.
I know that behavior.
You're an expert.
But Process isn't a pro at it.
No, he's not.
You can tell how timid his voice is. In fact, listen to how timid his voice is when he goes, no.
Tua's done. He's terrible.
Tua won the game for him.
I know.
Dude, you didn't watch the game, did you?
I was busy.
You just outed yourself because Jacoby Brissett got injured.
I was
and they went
super
back to
busy,
Tua.
Dude. I was super busy.
Oh, he was giving fake
enough.
Takes all around.
The best is he was at the casino, and him and his buddies always do the double feature. They always hit the Rustic on the way back. So Process saying he's busy probably was at the Rustic and playing cards on a Thursday night. He acts like he was busy, like he was volunteering.
Yeah, like doing volunteer
like he
work.
He was helping Baranos put on a toy drive.
Or working somewhere.
Or he was like
doing a job.
Yeah, like he was out with his kids traveling or something like that.
Or helping a buddy move.
Yeah.
Something like that. But no, he was at the casino at the Rustic. And another thing, he's like, I've never heard that voice from Process. That's the first time I've heard that. I was super busy.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard that before. It's like, oh, I'm drinking water. That's what I hear for Process. I've never heard his voice go
I'm drinking water. Like,
water.
I was drinking water.
Water.
Process with his big boots at the his big dirty boots at the casino drinking water.
Yeah.
Water. I'm sure that's what they wanted.
Yeah, that guy.
Get him out of here.
And then he walks into Rustic and they're like,
was Shane Bahan in there? He might have been there.
I don't know what he's doing.
Might have been there.
He's hanging out around town.
Okay, so the Brandon Lang stuff. How do we want to set that up? We have three clips here, Jack.
I was wondering
how you were going to do this. So Brandon had an issue. Yes, he had an issue with some of the plays once Louisville got inside the five.
Okay, that where they faltered.
But he had a bigger problem before.
Okay, I'm interested even though, in this.
But it doesn't matter. Like, Satterfield went for it on the fourth down. That was his issue. But Louisville got the ball first and goal inside the five.
Yeah, it was like he went for it,
I have no idea.
Set up a score.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah,
he's mad because if they punt the ball, then they lose by three and he gets his cover. That's basically what it is.
He wanted Satterfield to punt on fourth down.
Yeah.
Then use all their timeouts and get the ball back. And try to do what they did.
Right.
But then Louisville had first and goal at like the 2 or 3 yard line.
Yes.
Again, it's terrible, but it's win the game versus gambling win, okay?
Right.
That's what's going on there. So I understand what's going on there.
Sure.
But it needs to be transparent what's happening, okay?
Okay.
So go ahead. Let's start with number one. I have not heard how Jack cut these.
All right.
But, I mean, Brandon Lang doesn't know the name of anybody. He has no idea who Satterfield, and he's done with Satterfield.
He probably doesn't know what he looks like.
No, he hates him. He has no idea
anything. What he looks like, okay. Where he came from.
But Dieter knew this was going to happen at 9:10 today. Like, he knew that this was what Brandon Lang, how he was going to be. Take a listen.
What you don't do is you don't go for it when your offense has struggled the whole second half. In that situation right there. Now, if Louisville's up at the 40-yard line, yeah. Fine. Near midfield? Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
But you take a chance there, and you don't get it. You hand them a field goal. I was so pissed. I went into Clemson's forum boards and read what the Clemson fans were saying about
it. Yeah, you're sending me pictures from Clemson message boards. Like, I really couldn't care less what a Clemson message board has to say to justify anybody's opinion. I mean, those are the lowest of the low, man.
Three things you can't handicap in this industry. You can't handicap penalties. You can't handicap turnovers. And you cannot handicap coaching stupidity. And Bob Satterfield is an absolute
Scott.
Idiot. His offensive coordinator is an absolute idiot.
He is the offensive coordinator.
Okay, so you don't run it on first down.
But, Brandon, they end up at first and goal at the two.
Telling you, that's fine. But what you don't do on first and goal at the two is run it. You throw it. By throwing it on first down, you now told the defense, we're not afraid to throw it.
Oh, man. That's killed me, Andy.
The Bob Satterfield.
Oh, my God. Oh. Drew, I swear to God, 30 years of doing this, and it never, ever ceases to amaze me. You have 15 coaches on a coaching staff, and 14 of them didn't get in Satterfield's ear and said, Bob, I
Scott.
Know you want to go for it.
His name is Scott.
Bob, Bill, Fred.
Don't worry about it.
Un-effing-real.
We're not going to agree on this. He gave himself two chances to win, once by going for it, and they got it first and goal at the two, and they usually score there.
Who's Bob Satterfield? I want to know who Bob Satterfield is.
Lang only cares about the gambling aspect of this.
Yeah.
So... Dieter has to remember when he does this with other teams. Dieter's just worried about getting the dub.
Yeah, he's like,
because Dieter's so right there. He's more than right.
Yes.
It's not even an argument.
No, it's not.
But thank God Brandon Lang rolls in with Bob Satterfield.
Bob Satterfield to get in the ear of the offensive coordinator. Dieter's like, he is the offensive coordinator.
Jack, can we give you a couple seconds here on that first, maybe it was the second
clip. The offensive coordinator part.
Well, but when he goes Bob Satterfield, Dieter whispers, Scott.
Scott.
Yeah.
Scott. Scott.
I listened to that Parsley Waldman commercial with him. He's talking about, Matthew McConaughey playing him in a movie, which did happen. He had Matthew McConaughey play him in a movie, and he's going through Clemson forums on a Saturday night because he's mad.
We got crushed by Cats Illustrated yesterday.
We did get
their
crushed.
Forum. They're talking about Roland's stuff behind the paywall stuff. They talked about it on the air. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, we did. We got crushed by Cats Illustrated. Hey, I paid my $9.95.
Damn right you did.
Roland's got my money. Whoever you are, that I know you're listening right now. You listened yesterday. I didn't report it. I just commented on it, and I pay my money.
And Bob Satterfield is an absolute idiot. His offensive coordinator is an absolute idiot.
He's the offensive. He is the offensive coordinator.
Okay.
Dieter was dealing with a lot today. He had to juggle process lying to him, and then he had to juggle Brandon Lake saying Bob Satterfield. He was like a circus performer juggling everywhere.
Texas says to process his buddy sit at Strebel's special table while at the Frog.
I don't have a special table at the Frog.
Don't wink.
I don't know if they have.
He's winking again, Jack.
They have tables at the Frog.
Yeah, they redid it a couple years ago.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. I think they put like a pizza kitchen in, too. I'm not sure.
A pizza kitchen?
And Bob Satterfield is an absolute idiot. His offensive coordinator is an absolute idiot.
He's the offensive. He is the offensive coordinator.
Okay.
I go for pizza.
And then the last clip. Can I get the Bob on the last clip? Because he was even stronger with Bob Bob Satterfield must be someone in his
circle.
In his circle at some point in his life. Bob, maybe. Gosh. Oh, that's fantastic.
This guy named Bob Satterfield, he ever hears this, but what did I do? I'm not the coach. I didn't ruin your +4 money line or whatever.
I love that on fourth down with your season on the line, not wanting to rely on your defense to get a 3-and-out, your tired defense, just so you can get the ball back and do it all over again. Is the most anti-current football thing ever.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And so they're asking to – I mean, like, honestly, it would be Wade Phillips would need to be the coach.
And 14 of them didn't get in Satterfield ear and said, Bob, I know you want to go for it.
His name is Scott.
Scott, Bill.
It's Bob. Don't worry about it.
Un-effing real.
Wade Phillips has
a 50-dimer.
Yeah.
Some jackass in Miami's making a bet for 50 grand because Lang told him so on Bob Satterfield and loses it.
He ruined it.
At the 2-yard line. Thank goodness I didn't bet that game.
That's
a nightmare.
He said Wade Phillips is your coach or Mark Stoops. Mark Stoops.
I don't know why I said Wade Phillips.
Then he pumps it.
You know what? I'm an idiot. You're totally right.
That's a Mark Stoops.
It's totally
play.
Right. I didn't need to go to Wade. I'm sorry to Wade Phillips. I didn't need to go.
I didn't mean
to do that to Wade Phillips, okay? I don't know why I went to an old coach on that. It's my fault. All I had to do was go 3 minutes down the road to Mark Stoops to know who
and so
would
I'm
do
pretty
that.
Sure there's a clip of Strebel bad at Stoops over punting the ball.
Yeah,
did you cut the Barney part too, by any chance? Oh goodness, that's ridiculous.
No, I never got to the Barney part.
Oh, well you need to get that. Get one of the interns to do that. Get one of the interns.
Like Barney the purple dinosaur?
Yeah, I call him Barney.
He says
Barney Satterfield. Get an intern. Get 19
interns here.
Where are all the 19? Yeah. We had 19 interns in
yesterday,
there today. What are they leaving?
Yeah, they're
three interns
they're
in there.
Tuesdays and Thursdays. Then the Friday people are gone by 3.
Ugh.
Oh, I mean, every time I turned around the studio yesterday, there's another intern staring me in the face.
Right.
They're everywhere, which is good. They're learning.
Yeah. He doesn't look like a Bob Satterfield.
He doesn't. He looks like Scott.
I kind of feel that way. Yeah,
he looks like Scott. There's nothing. The visor, the glasses, he's in shape. He just looks like a guy named Scott. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not dissing him. He looks like his name, and that's a good thing. You should look like your name.
Texas says it's Bob Satter White.
That's what Bashir thinks.
Texas says that sound will never get old, and it's going to be a high seed in the sound bracket. Absolutely.
Yeah, that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a hate maker.
Texas says Bob Satterfield sounds like a guy that works the door at the Frog.
Maybe that's who Process met last night. He met Bob.
Texas says throwing it on first down of the 2-yard line is quite literally coaching malpractice. Well, I disagree with that, but
I'm not as forceful as like you had to throw
on those four plays. It's result oriented.
Yeah.
It's the right play if you score. It's the wrong play if it ends the way that it did.
Yeah.
It's very clear to me.
Yeah.
There's no
right.
Right or wrong. If he passed four times, we'd say line up with your offensive line.
And
the Big Nell said's the best offensive line that he's ever coached.
And run the damn
and
football.
You got a couple big running backs and run up the middle. You got a quarterback who succeeds.
A good
runner. No, they choked. They're
they
good.
Choked.
They're good at that. That's what Louisville's good at, running the football, getting in the end zone there, and they choked, and they were bad.
Yeah.
By the way, the Italians are pushing right now. They're not stalling anymore. Strebel was giving terrible, erroneous soccer takes early on. You're the last person.
Just to make us
people
mad.
Want to know what you think about Louisville fans more than soccer.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because that one I'm knowledgeable on, the other I'm absolutely not at all.
No, we don't let Strebel talk to the interns. No, we don't. I'll answer that one. Texas says, is MAGA Daddy going on a double date with Alex Jones tonight?
No. I think on a double date with Alex Jones.
Texas says, do 680 interns get college credit for hearing Donkey Lips spew lies all day?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's precisely what they get.
Good. I saw
one, precisely what they get.
I saw one of the interns.
Except for me, it was Locke instead of Strebel.
Oh, yeah.
Reminder, we have Lee Sterling here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's getting a busy signal.
Okay. No, you're fine. Okay. You're good to go.
Look at Jack go. Yeah. He's on top of it. How about that, Jack?
Thank you. Well, we forgot before.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
Texas says, I love Bob Satterfield on Full House.
That's Bob Saget.
Yeah, thank you, Captain Sutton. Thank you.
He's actually like a...
Jack, do you know who Bob Saget is? He must be on the phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the answer is no.
Like, Bob Saget's like an edgy comedian. He's not like a cookie-cutter guy like he was.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, I didn't know if everyone knew that.
Who doesn't
know
that?
And yes, Bob Saget was the dad in Full House, and we got Lee.
Yeah, but everybody knows that. Let's get Lee.
He's like a dirty comedian.
Let's get Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, my co-host James Strebel is killing me by announcing that Bob Saget is a dirty comedian. That's something that everybody knows, yes? I mean, Lee, everybody knows that. Am I wrong?
What does a dirty comedian mean?
Well, like, he tells, like, dirty jokes.
Dirty jokes.
Yeah, like, dirty jokes. Yeah.
That's shocking.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know. You know what?
Oh, my God!
I used to be into comedians years ago. If I see someone on and I like it, I mean, I'm watching so many games. I mean, the last time I watched, let's say, two different series with a wife or with a wife and kids was during the pandemic. I mean,
before that,
probably 10 years before that. I just don't have time.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
Wow. Well, there you go. You're in your bunker inhaling sports, baseball, hockey, football, UFC, whatever it may be.
There was 184 games on Tuesday night in college basketball.
Yeah. Kentucky had to bend the knee to Duke and Coach K. That happens. Well, Lee Sterling with us, ParamountSports.com, ParamountSports.com. He'll tell you all about what they got coming up. Visit the website right now for everything they have to offer, including all of the games that they pick. It's all transparent. You can see it right there. I ask you this every week. What stood out on the football side? And I guess how jacked up are you that the basketball now has started in college basketball? Hey, we got the locals in action all three tonight.
Yeah, so, I mean, the upsets. I mean, since last week, Jacksonville Jaguars beat Buffalo, maybe the best team in the NFL. The Dolphins last night take care of Baltimore. NFL stands for not for long or any given Sunday. So that's what I thought was just crazy. And then I think we're going to see more upsets. We saw Michigan State get blasted last week. You know, except for maybe Georgia, I think any team is pretty much beatable.
That seems to be the case right now. Yeah. I mean, that definitely does seem to be the case.
And you guys are kind of symbolic of what's going on in college football. A lot of these games come down to one drive or one play. So, yeah.
And Louisville's been bad, and that's why the record is.
Watching your game, I think I went over the four plays that were called five or six times. Those were the worst sequence of four plays on the goal line I've ever seen called, maybe in college football.
Everyone's crushing it. No, yeah, that's pretty much what we've been talking about, Lee, is right there. It was bad for bettors on the Louisville side, and it was bad for just Louisville fans who lose another close game. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
They lose yet another close game, and that has been the story of the season. Well, I want to dive in. Let's save them for last. Louisville-Syracuse coming up tomorrow. Lamar Jackson back in town. Let's go over some of these games here, though, before we get to that game. Texas A&M favored by 4 against Ole Miss. I like Ole Miss. Maybe they're beat up. I kind of feel like a lot of people are going to take Texas A&M here. But what do you make of that game? Another big one in the SEC West.
Okay, so I like Lane Kiffin. Think he's a good play caller. I like Matt Corral a lot. I think it's his last stand. He's got to have. I think he's got to win the game and put up in the 30s, maybe mid-30s, to get back into the top two as far as the Heisman race.
I agree, yeah.
But here's the problem. Would any of his running backs or receivers start for Texas A&M or tight ends?
Oh, goodness. Maybe the running back. Maybe I don't know about start. Well, the running back would play. He'd play.
No, yeah, he'd be a third stringer.
Okay, well, yeah. So I guess the answer is no.
I evaluate talent, and I think I'm pretty spot on. I think there's that much of a difference. Maybe he's the backup. So he's got to go against the defense, Matt Corral, with not a great supporting cast. It's average. And what have they done against Alabama and Auburn, who might not be as good as Texas A&M's defense, which is special right now, which has not allowed more than 14 points in three straight games. I think it's going to be a tough go for him here. And Jimbo Fisher's play calling is really good. Someone asked me, is Jimbo Fisher going to leave? I'm like, why would he leave? He's making $7.5 million a year. Probably will get a raise to 9 or 10. He just landed the number one recruit in the country and might end up with four of the top six. He's staying. He's in heaven. Died and gone to heaven. Texas A&M here, 31-24.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, A&M. We love Matt. I like Matt Corral and Ole Miss, but I think when you start talking about, you know, physical play, I think that's what takes over.
If you switch the quarterbacks here, A&M wins this game by 25-30 points.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. Another interesting one in the SEC, Georgia favored by 20. Interested exactly where this line and or juice ends up Saturday when they kick things off there at 3:30. Tennessee, obviously, the big win over Kentucky last week. We know about that offense. Excuse me, nobody can beat Georgia, but what do you make of this game right now? They're favored by 20.
Okay, so when I take notes of Georgia each week, The notes that I keep writing down over and over, you can't go toe-to-toe with them. So, do you think they're the best defense you've ever seen?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe
you
top
tell.
Five, top ten, right?
I mean, they're very, very good. I mean, they got beasts everywhere. So, I mean, obviously, it could carry them to a championship, sure.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's the way to beat them or play with them? Maybe go up-tempo with a go-go spread offense that Tennessee runs. I always thought that Tennessee scored early in the game, but how about this stat? They score the most points in the first quarter here of any team in college football. They average 15.5 points per scoring here in the first quarter. So Hendon Hooker's healthy. If he wasn't healthy, I wouldn't ride him, but he is. And do you really want to play Georgia? You know, if they're up by, let's say, 3, 7, or 10 points late in the third quarter to extend the lead and win the game by more than three touchdowns? I don't. I think Georgia wins the game 31-23, but we could end up with a classic here, and I'm taking the three touchdowns in the Vols.
Well, if that's the case, I tell you, if you give it a 7-8-point game, I mean, that would be – I mean, Tennessee would be lauded nationally for that. That would almost be like a win. They would get a full mulligan.
Yeah. If it was at Georgia, I may not play this game, but it's at Tennessee, so –
Miami, you're right down there with them. They keep winning. That new quarterback, by the way, just Van Dimes. He's done a lot of trade. You know, but he's doing trademarks, Van Dimes, like a ripoff of the Danny Dimes. I just saw that on Twitter like an hour ago. Miami, a resurgent. This is always a fun game. Miami and Florida State. Miami favored by 10. It's a lot of points. What do you think?
No, they're favored by 2.5.
Just 2.5. I apologize.
Yeah. So I think both quarterbacks are going to have success. I mean, with Derek King going down, I mean, it's crazy that Miami might have struck quarterback gold here. Van Dyke is good. I think he's still learning. I mean, he was on fire to start the game. Then he started getting a little cocky, thinking, I can just fire it in there. He had a couple passes where he threw it into a crowd, and his receiver came up with it, and he learned a couple lessons. So there's still a learning curve there. But Jordan Davis is going to have Travis is going to have trouble, not too much with this Miami defense. Miami hasn't stopped anyone. So
nobody.
I just think Miami might have a few more weapons here. I have Miami winning the game 38-34, but I'm going to play Miami, and you might want to also look at the over 16.5 total points in the game. I can't see either team being held under 30 points.
Wake Forest favored by two, hosting NC State. I think in the ACC, this is obviously the game of the year. One team loves to stop the pass. One team loves to pass. Defense versus offense. Man, I tell you, Wake Forest needs to bounce back. I don't know what to do with this game. What do you make of it? Big game on Saturday in the ACC.
Yes, so Wake Forest, what I like about this team here is there's never that high of an expectation. So it's not like all of a sudden their season's crushed. Remember, that game against North Carolina was not considered a conference game. So I think they're still going to end up winning their side of the conference. They're going to end up playing, you know, for the conference championship against Pittsburgh. So, I mean, I think they'll bounce back here. They scored 42 points on the road at NC State last year in that game. NC State, I think, has a little more talent, but, you know, they're playing such a just a weird offense where they do that RPO and that quarterback's, Sam Hartman, is literally two and a half yards behind the line of scrimmage deciding whether he's going to run or throw. It creates problems. In North Carolina State, if they had both linebackers, which I think were two of their top three players on the team playing in this game, they're gone for the year, I would maybe favor them, but those two losses are that big here. I think Wake bounces back here. I think they win 41-34.
All right, the Louisville game. Louisville favored by a field goal. Syracuse needs this to become bowl eligible, and Louisville needs this so they don't have to, you know, beat Kentucky the last game of the year to make a bowl. That's where we are. We're talking about Lamar Jackson. Lamb coming back. Man, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine, Lee. Do you have any feeling from a national level when you see Louisville favored by a field goal on Saturday?
Well, I think it might come down to that last game here.
Here's sure.
Syracuse 5-4. This is a game for them to get to a bowl like Louisville, so it's not like they're going to, you know, just come in there and I think they might save some tricks for this game here. They're 5-4, but they're 8-1 against the spread, and they're getting the most out of their talent. They might have an emotional edge here looking for payback for last year's humiliating 30-0 loss on a weeknight game. They were forced to start a kid, Jacobian Morgan. I totally forgot that name at quarterback for that game. So their current quarterback, Garrett Schrader, not an NFL guy, but the kid has heart. He's a leader, a really good runner, can make an occasional throw here. And I just think that loss last week was just too deflating for Louisville. And a close game. I like Syracuse, 30-26.
It's either going to be a big bounce back and we're going to have fun, Lamar Jackson's in town, or it's going to be exactly what you said, and that's kind of the talk around here, what is going to happen. Well, November, what do you guys got cooking? Again, ParamountSports.com, 800-400-9741. You can see all the recent results, all the different videos that are up there. So what you guys got cooking for the listeners today?
Yeah, like I said, we don't call it November here. We call it Dovember. And usually it's 3 weeks for $297 for all my football selections through the end of the month. Remember, we have games every Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, there's games every day of the week with Maction going on. So they want to hop on board. I'm going to up the ante. I just want people to experience winning, and I think I can win for them at least 3 out of 4 sports for the next 3 weeks. So I'm going to give you football. I'm going to give you basketball, college and NBA, hockey, and we've got a couple of UFC cards. Big card coming up again this weekend, and we've won 5 of the last 7 UFC cards. So all 4 sports, just $297. How do you get it? ParamountSports.com.
Lee, appreciate the time. We'll talk with you next week. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, guys.
There we go. Go ahead, Cerebral. No, go ahead. Tell the people what just happened. Well, go ahead. No, it's fine.
The Italians had a penalty.
Thank you, Lee. We appreciate Lee Sterling.
Yes, me too. The Italians had a penalty kick. And
the guy airmailed it.
Airmailed it, just sailed right over the
Giorgino,
top bar.
Is that his name? What a gutless puke, honestly.
I think he has
a gutless puke. He has highlights.
Tips.
He has frosted tips.
Yeah,
frosted tips. It's 2021. No one has frosted tips. What are you, Nick Carter?
Is he a puke. Backstreet Boy.
And you're dead to me. You're not even Italian.
Get out of here. It's texted us in all caps.
I don't care. He's 127th Italian. I got to hear about it. You gutless puke, Ants.
Oh, man.
He's done. There's no post-game show tonight. There's no post-game show.
It's been canceled.
He'll probably be happy.
He actually will. He'll go home, go to bed.
Double post-game show tonight.
Are you going to feel? Wait, Kentucky loses. What if Kentucky loses and Ence is out there taking slings and arrows?
I'll call
while you're
in.
While you're love making and doing whatever you're doing tonight. You're going to Chaos Bar.
No,
everyone knows you're going to Lexington. You're going to Chaos Bar.
Not.
I am so bitter. I'm on like a Mitch losing streak right now.
Uh-oh.
I live bet the damn Ravens last night.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a mess.
Yeah, I went to bed when it was 6-3.
Went to bed?
Yeah, it was 6-3. Halftime.
You went to bed. What are you
did.
Doing going to bed?
Bed?
Saving your energy for tonight or what?
Yeah, well, I had to get up at 5:30, so I went to bed at 6-3. Then I woke up in the morning.
Could they make school any earlier? I mean, watch these guys just make it 3 a.m. The kids got to learn a third shift.
I would like
just in case they work it. You know, order UPS.
Yeah.
I got to learn how to work in the middle of the night.
Well,
it's embarrassing.
Well, they do
honestly,
it that way because parents have to go to work in the morning. So it's like, what are you going to do if school didn't start till like 10? What are you going to do with your kid?
No,
with
don't
kids?
Have kids.
Be
I don't
like
know.
7 a.m.
Yeah, that's a you problem. That's well, what Colin Cowherd says.
Maybe work should start later.
Yeah, maybe work should start
well,
later.
They don't tell me.
Other robots.
Tell
I'm
the government.
I'm so done with Ence right now.
I hope the Italians
don't make the World Cup. I hope it's just us.
It's just America.
I hope it's just America.
Yeah, it's America.
No, because then he'd be happy that the Americans made it.
Dude
off.
Had frosted tips.
He did. He had frosted tips, and he blew it.
Frosted tips.
Missed the shot. Frosted tips missed the shot. But you have 4 minutes of extra time here. So magic,
half hour minutes of extra time here.
Magic can happen. Oh, Ence is blowing up our text group right now.
I don't care what Ence is. I'm blocking Ence. I'm blocking Ence.
He said he is a gutless puke, and he called him a really nasty name. And,
oh, that's nice. I thought you were a lib.
he called him a very nasty name.
Called him an a-hole.
I was surprised that Lee Sterling didn't know about Bob Saget.
Would Biden do that? Everyone knows that Bob Saget's a dirty comedian, except for you and Lee Sterling.
No, I knew it. I already knew that.
Or Lee Sterling, I should
say. Yeah, Lee Sterling didn't know that. I knew that. I think he's funny.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
You know, the dad on Full House is telling dirty jokes.
He was on, what's the Vinny Chase show? Entourage.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen Entourage. Have you ever seen Entourage, Jack?
I have not.
Go to break. What am I around right now?
I don't know.
I'm around Italian men with frosted tips.
Yeah.
You haven't seen Entourage?
No.
Johnny Drama? E? Turtle? None of that rings a bell.
No,
my
nothing.
Mom had parental controls on the television.
I can only watch SpongeBob. TVMA was not in the categories.
Louis Rabeau, how many hours does Strebel spend driving to Dixie Highway every week?
A lot, yeah. Louis. A lot. A lot of gas money. A lot of hours. A lot of time.
Now, what you're doing makes no sense, but people do it all the time. I know people that drive like 40 minutes to work. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I know someone that lives in Mount Washington drives to work to Georgetown.
I don't like it.
To Toyota. He works at the Toyota plant in Georgetown.
Okay.
So he drives from Mount Washington to Georgetown every day and back. It's a lot of driving.
See, at least Rummage stabbed his upbringing in the back and just moved to Nord EC.
He did.
And now he's sucking up to Male High School.
Yeah, what is that all about?
There's something going
Bullet
on.
Bullet County Steve.
He's Male High School. He tossed his old life aside.
He did. He's a new man. He's been reborn. He's come out of the waters reborn. Steve has.
Let's take a break.
Now he's trying to ingratiate himself with Male High School.
Next thing he'll be like an Indiana fan.
Yeah.
Rummage became an Indiana fan.
That'd be great.
He's like, my
he already roots for Tennessee football. It's basically the same thing. Is that his basketball?
He takes over all the IU stuff from Jack.
Yeah, people are like,
IU
post-game
show.
Joe with Steve Rummage.
Yeah. suddenly people are all like, damn, ESPN Louisville's doing a great job covering the Indiana Hoosiers.
Diener found Bob Satterfield.
Well,
yes.
We'll get to that after the break. Let's get to that after the break. Bob Satterfield does exist. Find out who he is. I mean, we need to talk about these games at some point. I mean, I talked for 30 minutes at the beginning about the games, we can do that as well. We got you to 6 o'clock. Mixtape at 5:30. It's The Take on a Friday.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Jack, you ever played handball?
Yes, actually. And not competitively, of course, but in like middle school. And at, like, summer camp.
That's the first time you played. Yeah, middle school. Do you think you'll play handball when your eyes have to be closed for 6 hours?
No, don't think so.
And James Strebel.
Play handball, middle school, summer camp. That's what everybody
Jack's
played.
Mom walks to the basement. He's just playing a game of handball.
Yeah, no
Hour
deal.
Number four of keeping his eyes closed for 6 hours.
He drops the laundry. What are you doing?
Just a little handball.
Oh, man. That was the best damn handball player this side of the Mississippi.
Damn right he was.
Oh, my goodness.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so it's a Friday. I'd say it's a football Friday. I will
football
say it's a football Friday.
Friday.
I don't know if it is or not. I don't know if it's 60% football, 40% basketball. I don't know what it is.
It's the first time.
It's a football Friday. I don't know what to tell you.
Is it the first time we've played football Friday? Oh, look, Louisville's women's team's on.
Yeah, we're having a post game show coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Biscuit and Chrissy Banta. How about that?
I saw that. Yeah, so there you go.
Better be ready to go, Biscuit. Just don't fly in here thinking you're taking calls for an hour. Don't be doing it, Biscuit.
You got to have some
prep. They lose. You got to crush.
Yep. You got to go. I mean, we've all been there before.
I'm confident that's the one post-game show Jack won't try to get himself a part of.
He won't try to nudge someone out of the way.
nudge Banta out of the way.
Yeah.
So college basketball, you got Villanova, UCLA tonight. You have that at 11:30, and then Texas Gonzaga at 10:30. That's a really good job by college basketball. And, of course, when it was a five-point game, Kentucky and Duke was at 11:40 Eastern time. So
good job.
I want to thank college basketball.
Barely to West Coast sport. Now.
I don't care. I'm just complaining.
Oh, no, I'm with you.
I'm
with
you. Moaning and groaning. But I'm going to be up. It's the weekend. It's the freaking weekend, baby.
Yeah.
I'm about to have me some fun.
Yeah.
Who's that, Jack?
What? Who's what?
It's fine. He doesn't know that lyric. It's fine. Just move on.
Well, I know it's a sensitive topic right now.
Have you ever heard of R. Kelly?
Yeah.
I don't believe him.
I don't either. He's bad.
What?
No, Biscuit's here.
What's going on?
Go say hi.
No, get Biscuit out of here. What are we saying to Biscuit? I did love today. Biscuit put up there's so many sports going on right now. He put up this big tweet that was supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
It's like when you thank a bunch of people.
Sure, yeah. Like I want to.
And then you have a list of people, and you're terrified you're going to forget somebody.
Miss somebody, yeah.
So Biscuit was listing out. I mean, this guy went through everything. He went through every schedule, and he forgot a couple.
Who did he forget?
Bellarmine.
Oh!
And Scotty D immediately saw it and tweeted him back. Bellarmine's on.
Oh, no.
Saturday night. How about that? Right there on 93.9 The Ville, the ESPN Louisville app. How about that, David Skull?
Scotty D called him out.
Oh, wow. Immediately.
It's like when Diener called out a process for telling me about the football game.
I still don't believe Jack. Yeah. I don't believe he knows R. Kelly, and that's fine.
That's okay. You really should.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
By the way, I just got like a bunch of phlegm immediately.
That happened to me
I don't know where this phlegm came from.
Yeah. There you go.
Maybe it's the crap weather out.
Probably.
What were we talking about? Oh, it was, and then Blank rides in. And I even confronted Blank about it, but like he just doesn't care.
Right.
Again, Biscuit's trying to be nice. He's promoting everything.
Yes.
Their new post-game show coming up after the game.
Sure.
Like all this other stuff.
The big game, number 6.
And he forgot Bellarmine, which is a gut punch.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gut punching Scotty D.
In the studio.
No, he's punching Scotty. He's slapping Scotty D right in the face. Bam.
Wow.
Well, you've done that before.
I doesn't say. It's
you know the feeling. To disappoint Scott Davenport.
Yeah,
you know how that is.
He'll scold you. He's not afraid to scold you.
You're damn right. So he
did
that.
He
did that publicly with Biggest Biscuit. And then Blank rides in. Don't forget the field hockey team at 2:30.
Oh, Blank, go to hell. You can't
make any. I told Biscuit, you can't make anyone happy.
Don't try.
I'll give you a great example. We put out last night, coordinated PR effort, that Chrissy and Biscuit would have the post game at about 6:30 or so after Louisville and Arizona.
Yeah.
A guy retweeted, like responded, about time. Another guy responded, it was such an obvious idea.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Well,
you come
I'm not asking for a pat on the back. I'm just telling you that they're doing this show.
Yeah, you come run
the
studio.
You can't even make them happy.
No.
Hey, here's something that no one has ever done.
than no one has ever done.
We're breaking ground
here. That the flagship does not do.
Right.
That they completely ignore and move it around, and we're giving it to you Friday night at 6:30.
Well, yeah. you could have done it more 2 years ago.
About time.
Sorry.
I've been waiting for this. How dare you?
Dude hit me with an about time.
Yeah, you're like, dude, I mean, aren't you happy? No, I'm going to complain about it.
They're not happy. Yeah. That's the answer. They're not happy.
Yeah.
What do you expect? And Jack, let's bring in you 437-968. I want to read a bunch of these. 437-968. The text line, I've neglected it, and it's my fault. What do we think tonight? Kentucky, yes, bouncing back. Louisville, do we need to be worried? I want to be an elitist and say Louisville will discard Furman.
Right.
But, I mean, there's not enough data points. They just started the season for me to believe that that's the team. If Louisville wins by 7, 8, 9 points, what are we going to do with that? That's not letting me know that you're an NCAA tournament team through your first couple games.
Or that things are going to be smooth sailing through the next 5 games.
Or that you're a double bye team in the ACC.
Well, even in the short term, like, you're just going to sail through these next five games.
Well, I don't think Louisville fans feel that way.
I mean,
we'll question the Navy game in Mississippi State. So, and I don't know if they blow Furman out. I just don't know, because I don't want to have respect for Furman, but I say that, and I can understand if it's a closer game. And then Kentucky, I agree. You know, we've talked about earlier. I don't care as much about Damian Collins and Bryce Hopkins. Maybe they can get into the game. This is about their core 7 or 8 guys. I mean, obviously Ty Washington, Jerry Tipton already tweeting out that the Ty's in the gym shooting early.
Oh, what's, there you go, Jerry.
Why are you there at 4 o'clock, Tipton? The game's at 7. You know, honestly, show up at 6:30.
So you can dig the you can take the photo at 4.
That's exactly right.
some of these scribes, man.
Late arriving crowd in 4:05 for the 7 o'clock tip.
Yeah, like Tim Sullivan does that. He's like, it's a 9 o'clock tip off. I'm here. It's 2:45. Yeah,
what are you doing?
What are we doing here?
You wait for the buffet.
Yeah,
I knew a guy that would legitimately get there 8 hours before.
Oh yeah, game,
and I don't get
Why?
It. Like, what are you going to do,
Pete DePrimo?
All
was
that
it?
Time?
Yeah,
was now, he wouldn't know him. It was another student.
Was it Bozich?
Oh, the student.
It was a student. Yeah,
was he one of those guys like, I have to get the feel of the energy of the
stadium? Yeah, this kid would fast an entire day before doing a broadcast because he was. Yes, he would. Yeah, he was, what's the word? He was superstitious about puking on air, so he wouldn't eat an entire day before going.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And the most, it's the best contribution besides maybe lying about R. Kelly that Jack has given us today. Thank you for not diving into basketball take. So for 24 hours before, he was afraid he would vomit.
Yes.
So, you could still not eat for one day and vomit. Like, there's still going to be stuff in your stomach. I don't know any other way to say it.
Yeah, so he would legitimately not eat for a full day. And if he had back-to-back broadcasts, like if he had a broadcast on Thursday night and then a broadcast on Friday night, he would not eat for 2 days.
What a strange person that is.
Literally the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine how bad you would feel on the air trying to focus and doing a job in a hot gymnasium while you don't eat. Like, honestly, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
I worry about fainting or something.
You should worry about fainting.
Yeah. The earliest I ever showed up for a game, I was covering Kentucky Louisville. Basketball, the 2013 year, the national title year for Louisville.
For NIT. Sea of Blue, right.
Yeah, NIT year. I got there probably about 2 hours before the game.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I was walking
He's
around.
He's wanting to walk around.
I got on the court, so I was on the court taking pictures and stuff, and I see Tom Jurich and Jeff Goodman strolling along.
How great did Jurich look?
Oh, he looked great.
Of course he did.
He's pointing things out to Goodman.
And Gordon.
Gordon,
right. The Rainbow Warrior.
That Gorgie Zhang's parents came and watched him play.
Didn't he turn his ankle? No, that was
the Harrelson year.
That was
So Gorgie's parents, like, everyone's making a big deal that Gorgie's parents.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
and they're waving at everybody.
Yeah, I remember
that. It was actually kind of neat. Then I went and ate the fried chicken buffet.
Oh, they always had a good buffet.
Dude, it was so good.
BBN was hosing that down, Jack. BBN invaded that buffet.
And then I was
they'll cut a
Blue
buffet
got
down.
Into the buffet.
Blue got into the buffet.
Daryl Bird was there.
Daryl Bird pushing Jody Demling out of the way to get to that buffet. Best believe it.
They sent me next to Matt Jones, but he didn't show up. He had a spot right next to me, and he didn't show up to the game.
Democratic National Convention that night or something? What was going on?
We never did get into our story involving him on Monday at the wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really? Do we want to do that just right? You want to do that after the break?
We never did do it.
Yeah. All right, well, let's do it after the break, then. How about that?
Let's do that. Yeah, we'll
Strieble met Matt Jones at...
the first time.
At wrestling.
Kellen met Matt Jones at the wrestling.
We talk about that, and we'll give you our final thoughts on what's going to happen tonight and Saturday with the football and the basketball teams and the mixtape coming up at 5:30. 437-9680. It's a Friday edition of The Take right here on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.